And I still believe that these problems can be solved.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
This is The Political Show.
Hey, 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 and welcome to The Political Show right here on Active FM. Radio has never been better. I'm your girl, Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. And with me in studio, we have...
Gavin Inslin.
Pastor Gavin Inslin and...
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight, right here on The Political Show, where Christ Politics is...
Hot Politics.
Hot Politics. And this week's...
And we've got a different producer today.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We've lost the glory of the Lord, but we're going to learn some more. Then more used to be Moya. Is it now Nguni? What is it, Moya? What is it? Mbele. Sorry, is that your surname this week?
This week, he's changing. <yeah. laughs> But okay. Don't worry, on YouTube, he's still DJ SA. Yes.
DJ Moya SA.
Oh, okay. Banele. Bandile.
Bandile.
DJ Moore.
And what's it? Audio Lenza.
Oh, yo, we saw.
Okay, guys, I think we're just making it worse.
We're trying to promote him, but it's not working.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
But we have a new producer with us.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, in studio with us today. And we are going to be speaking about. Are we transitioning to a new world order? Obviously, we know 2030 is around the corner. And we see, if you've been watching the news, if you know about Agenda 2030, you've already started seeing some of the things that they're doing so that we can actually, so that Agenda 2030 can come to pass and stuff. But now South Africa has obviously gone into GNU, so it's not one party leading the country. We have the whole situation that happened in America with Trump's attempted assassination. We have Joe Biden stepping down from the race. Mm-hmm. We have Kamala Harris saying all she's saying. And we have all of these things happening.
But aren't they trying to make Kamala Harris look stupid?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, she can't be that stupid. You know, there's a point at which, I mean, yeah, when you listen to her, she really sounds stupid. Especially if you clip it up.
She's trying too hard to impress. I don't know what it is, but there's
I think there's two things.
About
it's either they're trying to make her stupid or they're trying to get her to gain support
with this little time.
Yeah, obviously she has to act.
But now can I ask other of you? If other of you watched like an entire interview, an entire speech of hers?
No.
So all we're seeing is clips.
Yeah.
You can make anyone look stupid. If you look at the platform of the Democrat Party, I would not support her. Mm-hmm. She's going to be pro-abortion. There's going to be a whole lot of things. I'm going to have serious issues with what she stands for. I'm not in the same movie. I believe in the Bible. But how does someone become first a senator and then a vice president and be that stupid? Is that possible?
No, I'm asking. I don't think so, but I agree with the whole thing that something is off in terms of...
No, big time.
What's happening with Kamala Harris, because, yeah.
Well, it could just be the way they're making her look.
Probably.
The same as the GNU. It's not a GNU, it's a coalition.
Because I'll just...
But the DA promised they'd never work with the ANC, so it's they can't call it a coalition because the DA promised they'd never do it. No, guys, it's a government of national unity. But not all the parties are involved, you know what I'm saying?
Because if you think about it, they can get Kamala Harris on there and still steal the elections like last year.
Last year?
Listen to last year.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get on the political show. First, it's 2024, but Joe Biden was elected president last year.
Sorry. 2020.
So we are going to be speaking about looking at all of these things. What do they have to do with one another? What do they have to do with Agenda 2030? And what do they have to do with the New World Order?
Can I just interrupt one last time?
Yes.
Why do so many politicians look so stupid? We'll talk about that.
Yeah. We also answer that question right here on the political show where Christ Politics is
Hot Politics.
Hot Politics.
Stay updated, stay entertained with Active FM on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere else. Engage with us, like, post, comment, share them out, retweet, and repost. Spread the word. Active FM. Radio has never been better.
So we are speaking about the New World Order. You know, it's been a while since we've actually gone through this topic, eh? 2030, and there's just been so many things happening in between. And we're like, okay, 2030 can wait. But,
yeah, the problem with this is that nothing's changed.
Yeah. In fact, we're seeing more.
Yeah, all we've seen is some of the things that we were saying was going to happen has happened past tense.
True. And what basically started this, well, not started it, but what kind of led to this whole situation is one of the things in South Africa, the DA, which is part of the Government of National Unity.
Well, they're the official opposition, but not really.
Not really.
Because they're now in what's called, everyone's talking about the GNU.
GNU.
The leader Ackerman for Government of National Unity.
It's not GNU. I feel like GNU sounds better.
No, the guys are saying GNU.
GNU sounds weird.
The GNU.
The GNU.
GNU.
All right. So DA obviously got agriculture in terms of what they're heading.
Well, we smelt a rat. Mm. They get the Ministry of Agriculture, Education, and what was the third one? Home Affairs,
yes.
Which is to do with IDs.
Yes. So CSE.
With the education.
With the education.
Big time. And the DA is making a big noise about the Bella Bill.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're really going to do anything about it. They're just getting points, I think.
Mm.
But the big problem is comprehensive sexuality education, which is being forced in.
Mm.
And I actually listened to her name. I forgot her name, that minister, the DA minister. But she actually said on how she's going to push. Is going to make sure like that thing is like in schools for sure.
Comprehensive sexuality, yeah.
So that's crazy because like, did we speak about this last week or 2 weeks back when our president did the cabinet and then we spoke about it and
no,
three weeks down the line, here we are.
Yeah, we are discussing because
discussing those three
everything we
three
were concerned
positions.
About is But then, here's the important thing. If you know politics in South Africa, the same as now the Trump shooting. Now, I don't know what would have happened to America if they shot him dead.
Oh.
Would have been, who knows. Civil. But anyway, so now the bullet just missed, but they're still making use of it.
Mm.
Because the bullet misses, Biden steps down.
Mm.
Okay? Maybe if the bullet hit, Biden stays.
Biden was going to stay.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But now everything's around this and making the Secret Service head look like a fool. And in South Africa, there's a different thing because Julius Malema, the leader of the EFF party, stands up and then claims that Cyril Ramaphosa, you know, is part of the deep state because he was built up by the Oppenheimer family, which is the South Africa's version of the Rothschilds. Okay? And then obviously Ramaphosa's hitting back and then the EFF's hitting back and the ANC's hitting back and everyone's hitting, you know what I mean? And this is what's filling the news space.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, other speeches are happening with these DA leaders.
Yeah.
In three of the most strategic cabinet positions. How can the ANC give away education, home affairs, and
agriculture?
I mean, for me, that's even more strategic than military, than defense, because our military is useless. Our military capability has been destroyed by the government.
Mm.
So that's not a strategic thing in this country unless we get invaded.
Mm. Yeah. So the CSE, that's happening in terms of the education side. And then in the agriculture side, we have the whole trace and track system that the DA is wanting to implement on the...
Well, the DA leader, John Steenhuisen, is the Minister of Agriculture.
Yes.
So, I mean, I think you're going to tell us about... His maiden speech as a minister.
His first speech.
What was his first speech?
No, that's that other link I sent you.
Yeah. Okay. That right there.
Hey?
Yes. So here we have from Polity. Polity, we have, what's this? Is it the Polity or is it the iAfrica?
iAfrica.
iAfrica. All right. So in the in iAfrica,
you even said sweeter. I just like to let our listeners know I'm hurt. I sent the stuff.
I did read it.
Yeah. I mean, it's entitled "New Agriculture Minister John Steyn has vowed to modernize farming with track and trace system."
Yeah, yeah.
That's literally the headline.
So that was the headline. And what it says here, it says John Steyn Huisen, the newly appointed agriculture minister and leader of the Democratic Alliance, is committed to revolutionize the agriculture sector by implementing a track and trace system for livestock. This system is intended to enhance the competitiveness of South African farmers just on stop. The global
can
stage.
Can you imagine now all the conspiracy theorists if they actually read this article? Oh, clearly they haven't.
Mm.
They haven't, because there's no videos I'm seeing about it.
Yeah.
Except the one that we watched.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah. And says by improving biosecurity and traceability of livestock products.
Biosecurity.
Mm. Yeah.
What do you mean biosecurity? Yeah. So securing our biology.
Yep.
Yeah.
Back to vaccinations.
And he continues and says, addressing Parliament in his first ministerial speech on Tuesday, which was the 16th.
Which garners no attention due to the fact that these guys are lobbing bombs at each other over whether Ramaphosa was raised by the Oppenheimers or not.
Mm.
It's interesting.
He says that he outlined his strategic vision for utilizing his budget to bring both small and large-scale farmers to the forefront of agricultural innovation. He emphasized the importance of a track-and-trace system not only for boosting local production but also for meeting the increased demands of international markets where traceability is becoming a prerequisite for trade.
Yes, so in other words now, if we don't track and trace our animals, we're not going to be able to export our beef.
Mm.
I want to see that. I want to see people not buying our beef, because our beef is good.
Mm.
We in fact, if you're listening from a place other than South Africa, there's a good chance that beef steak that you ate last week came from South Africa.
That is very true.
Our best produce in terms of beef, fruit and things like that gets exported.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So I, you have the John Steyn Huisen running the agriculture side of things.
Yeah, but he's saying, guys, we will not be able to trade our beef if we don't track and trace our animals. That's what he's saying.
And trade, and because another thing, who said we want to only trade with people outside? Because we've been living as Africans here in South Africa, actually, trading with each other.
We don't check and trace our cows, do you think Botswana's not going to buy, or Zambia, is not going to buy our beef?
Oh, I don't know.
They definitely will. Yeah. Yeah, they definitely will. So what are your thoughts in terms of implementing this track and trace system? What could it lead to? Because obviously it's not going to just end with livestock.
Oh yes, because remember with the chickens we had a whole thing. So we're gonna have this food security.
Yeah, the chickens all died because of load shedding. So now we're supposed to believe. Now what happened is a few years ago we had load shedding, guys. Now if you're not in South Africa, you don't know what load shedding is. Load shedding is when they cut your power because the power utility cannot produce enough power. So then you have rolling blackouts. And it was very controlled, so you knew exactly when it was going to go out and when it was going to come back.
Yeah.
So now the load shedding happens, and next thing they say, we've lost so many chickens. So most of our chickens died because of no electricity. Mm. So, at the end of the day,
the prices of the eggs skyrocketed.
Yeah, and I mean, crazy. They blamed load shedding.
Yeah.
They blamed no electricity for the chickens dying. I know all the explanations that are going to come, but you can make anything sound plausible.
True.
But the thing is, if you can trace and track the livestock, the technology you need to track and trace livestock, you can track and trace people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in fact, you have animals are used as guinea pigs, right, in labs.
Of course.
Yeah. So you'll find that also. Transitioning into this whole thing where even the IDs is wanted in our bodies, it'll first be
tested.
Well,
the first thing, what they're going to do
with these animals.
Can I make a prediction?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a prophecy, guys. Some guys are saying they prophesied Trump getting shot.
Trump is always getting prophecies.
There's a number of prophets claiming they claimed, you know, Trump was going to get shot, but he wasn't going to die, and because God was going to save him, you know, all of this stuff.
Hallelujah.
But anyway, so I'm not claiming to be that, but I'm gonna make a prediction.
Yeah.
All right, and that is that what's going to happen is you're going to have a spate of kids getting stolen and disappearing, and then they're going to see let's put tags on your kids, so that if someone steals them, we can find them.
Actually, because
it's not a prophecy, it's a prediction.
Hey, last time you made a prediction, Pastor.
Yeah, no, so this track and trace.
What do you think, Giggs, about that prediction?
I'm
not happy while I'm saying this, by the way. I want to vomit all over the mic.
It's got a very high possibility of happening.
It's very plausible. Yeah.
If we think about where society is going and all of these things.
Don't we have a thing of kids getting lost? We do, right?
Yeah,
it's not that popular, but it is a thing.
No, but until one day the news chooses to open the taps, because people's kids do disappear.
I remember I did tell you
there's
about
a kid
that
down in the south. I can't remember who was telling me, but there's a kid missing in the south that disappeared.
Mm. Also,
one of the pastors was telling me. I just can't remember which one. The kid vanished, gone.
In Fakkal, these girls that they actually Fakkal is a school here in South Africa in the south, Tafante. So they actually were pulling like three
just
of
in
them.
Case someone thought he's swearing. You know,
oh, yes.
Means the torch.
That's the Afrikaans word for torch.
Yeah.
So it's an actual thing.
So and didn't swear. I just want to make it clear.
And last year, this thing was ripe of girls being trafficked and stuff like that. Kids, I remember in Bella Vista, there was this guy riding a bike. That's how he would take kids. Like he's a big guy. On a small bike, and then he'll make the kid climb the bike and, you know, and then vanish with your child like that.
Now, the guy who made the video says human trafficking, you know, that we watched, says human trafficking is not a big deal. And I beg to differ.
Yeah, me too.
People are disappearing.
Yeah.
And what will happen is that no one knows about it because not in the media, unless, of course, if it's your child that disappeared.
Yeah.
So if you had a child that disappeared, then obviously you're going to know about this.
Yeah.
But if you don't have a child that disappeared, then you won't know about it.
Yeah. True, yeah.
But what I believe will happen is somewhere they'll just open the taps and it will be front page every day. It's now 35 kids that have disappeared since last week.
True.
It's now 72 kids that have disappeared. I mean, if you started counting stats with kids disappearing, like they were counting COVID-19 cases in South Africa, people would be freaked out.
Yeah.
Can you imagine all those people in Sandton? what they would be saying.
For sure. They will make sure their kids.
They will make sure their kids are chipped.
I see.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Because you also look at the whole thing. Just to go back with what the minister said, John Steenhuisen, you look at the food security that they're busy alluding to the whole time when they speak.
You must track and trace the animals so we can have food security.
Because this is my prediction. I'm not a pastor. So
putting some digital signal on the animal is going to keep them from getting sick.
Yes. Because also look, oh, we can just do it like this. Since we started tracking and tracing, we found that animals are sick and all, and you find that that's not even true. And then just to keep away the food from people and start that whole thing of vaccinating and give you food, you know, when you have less food and then everything else is expensive, then everyone else will have to go to this canoe for food. And then guess what happens? There'll be conditions, there'll be regulations, obviously.
You must put the right post on social media.
As you were saying also with your LinkedIn, already, I don't know if you want to explain that for people, but yeah.
So basically with LinkedIn, where if you want to get your LinkedIn verified, because obviously if you know what LinkedIn, everyone knows what LinkedIn is. It's a networking platform and all of these things. But
specifically related to jobs.
To jobs. And
that's how you put your CV out these days, is via LinkedIn.
Yeah, that's true. But a lot of scammers also go onto LinkedIn and things. So what people now start doing...
Don't you think that just gets promoted?
It's like there's a lot of crime.
Yeah.
We need to put cameras
on. Don't you think the creators of LinkedIn would have...
Probably, yeah.
And then guys, you can verify things.
Yeah, and then they... So now what you have to do is you verify yourself to say... to show that you're not a scammer or what, or, you know, fake account or all of these things. So what's this? When you go and verify, one of the steps that you need to do is to put in your passport number, but it has it's those passport numbers.
A digital passport. Which we predicted.
Mm.
Yeah.
In the heart of the lockdown.
Yeah.
We predicted that the internet was going to be closed down.
Mm.
From a perspective that eventually to get on the internet, you're going to need a digital passport.
Mm.
And I heard in America, the Skynet had a problem again. A few weeks. Is it this past week?
Microsoft.
Yeah, they are.
No, Microsoft was down.
The internet
was
down, yes.
And then,
Microsoft, I remember that
yeah.
story.
Now, it could just be a bug. Or it could be intentional.
Yeah.
But
now, as a programmer.
They have been serious.
As a programmer, as a computer programmer myself. Trust me, it could have been a bug.
Yeah, true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, geeks. One time, eh? We used to do these things called branch mergers. This is in the old days of banking. Okay, so I did a branch merger. The one branch merging into the other. In other words, you close the one branch. So we took, in those days, the accounts were per branch.
Mm-hmm.
So you took all the accounts in this branch and merged them into the branch that was going to, you know, be open. So I ran the merger. And there was one thing I didn't run. And that was salaries.
Mm.
So a factory got burned down because of me.
Crazy. That is very crazy.
No, I was a junior programmer. I was under pressure. And I mean, I was working on the weekend when everyone else was having a party. You know, hey, yo. But my manager comes, no, the guys are burning the factory down. It was in a town in northern KwaZulu-Natal.
But remember,
the guys never got paid. So then the factory owner got blamed.
With Julian Assange's documentary, where they shut down the internet on purpose, was that the military that did that?
No, I don't know. I'm just telling you, with that CrowdStrike thing, it could be a bug or it could be on purpose.
But it's like they are second time or third time in America facing such, where the internet goes down, like the whole country.
Microsoft went down. So everyone using Microsoft, they got a blue screen.
Oh, it was Microsoft.
Microsoft,
it was not Skylink.
Everyone running Microsoft got a blue screen. So a lot of stuff went down.
I think we need to do part two of the show next
week.
To continue
discussing
the stuff that we have.
There's a lot to talk about.
In Proverbs 18 verse 2 it says...
So just to mention, it's not like we didn't say we were going to be here. And we keep at predicting stuff we hate.
Yeah, I actually can't wait for us to do our 31st of December show because... That is where we go and look back at what we say is going to happen.
Right now, with everything that's happening, I just feel like if we don't even have to record shows, we just have to play old shows. this is what's going to happen next. Because in the car, we were even speaking about Biden. We're like, we knew this when Biden was being inaugurated with Kamala Harris to say they're just going to make a fool of him, take him out, and maybe put her on, or put someone else on. But we knew that Biden was not going to stay. And voila, the passports, voila, the tracking, voila. It's like crazy. The security, we spoke about that. They're going to do this whole, because we saw that thing on the Rockefeller website, that after the pandemic, whatever, we jump onto civilians. And this is where we are now.
Yeah.
Once they're tracking and tracing, they will ration your food.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's yes. I think the last one is the food and security.
Are they gonna ration
That's the
food?
Last one, yes.
Yeah. In Proverbs 18 verse 2 it says, fools have no interest in understanding, they only want to air their own opinions.
Well, that's what we see. We see everyone's airing their own opinion about whether Ramaphosa was raised by the National Union of Mine Workers in South Africa or he was raised by the Oppenheimer family, which are the Rothschilds of South Africa. And so there's insults flowing back and forth between ministers and presidents and members of the opposition, you know, and all of this sort of stuff. And then there's also been a lot of talk around Judge John Thlope, who's now a member of parliament from Kontu Esizwe, the party with Jacob Zuma. And so, fools what?
I'm not interested in understanding.
That if you're not interested in understanding, you're going to be caught out by the stuff.
Yeah.
And in order to understand what's really important, I'm really going to suggest that you focus on the Bible. All right, because many people are talking about the mark of the beast system, which used to be mocked. Christians used to be mocked. And now you've got people that don't believe in Jesus that are talking about the mark of the beast system. And so we're living in a day and an age where we can see that what's spoken of in the book of Revelation, that it's actually going to happen.
True.
And they're trying to do it already. But they won't get it right until Jesus is ready to come back.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So this has been an amazing, amazing show, as always. I'm your girl, Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix right here on The Political Show, where Christ Politics is...
Hot Politics.
Hot Politics.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.